There's a concept. It goes by different names. I call it forward speak. Speaking as if, walking as though. The idea of projecting, proclaiming what it is you want. Man, I wish I had my notes in front of me. But the idea of, and it's not this idea of fake it till you make it, but, you know, you might need to do a little faking it till you make it. Meaning, if you don't think you have something to say, if you don't think you're an expert, why would anyone else? On one of my marketing pieces, I wrote one time, voted the number one recruiting system in America. And I had someone push back on that and say, voted by, who voted it number? No one's ever asked me who voted it number one. And I said, I did. Now, I didn't lie on my marketing and say voted number one by Reader's Digest or something like that. I didn't credit it, you know, 3 out of 5 dentists recommend this. I just said voted number one recruiting system in America. I don't say who voted it. And, well, because I did. Because if you don't vote for you, who's going to vote for you, right? You get what I'm saying? So that's forward speak. And so I begin to say, this is the number one recruiting system in America, period. And I began to say that. Now, I hadn't recruited anyone with it, but I had developed it. I could foresee the future, forward thinking, and looking at what I had with forward thinking, I know I'm going to fall forward. Isn't that what babies do? Is they learn to walk, they get up, they fall, but they often fall forward and you get back up. And next time you take 5 steps and then you fall down and then 10 and then 20 and soon you're walking. Forward, falling, forward fast, right? So forward thinking. I'm thinking ahead. That's not lying. Lying is just say, hey, I have 1,000 members when you don't have 1,000 members. That's lying. But you say, hey, we're going to have 1,000 members. That's not lying. That's forward thinking. And so I would, and I still do this today. I will project. You don't need vision boards and all of that. And that can be a little hokey, but if it works for you, cool. I use visualization boards. In my office, I have a refrigerator and I often cut out things and put them on there and make comments. Like, right, I for a while I've been talking about, I want a beach house. I don't know how I'm going to buy a beach house. You know, I'm not wealthy enough where I'm going to have these, you know, big houses. I'm not like that. I'm just a guy who became financially independent in his 30s and became multimillionaire in his 40s. That doesn't mean you can live, you know, ridiculous. And having a couple $1,000,000 doesn't mean you have, you know, beach houses and lake houses and all my, and it could. You know, maybe it does. You know, maybe I structure some things differently. Maybe I don't live in as big a house in Texas as I live in. You know, I have a nice house that I built myself. You know, I bought a little house years and years ago for $65,000 on some acreage. It was a little bitty 1,000-foot square, you know, box. And as I began to make money, I just kept building on it. I built rooms, I built bathrooms, I built hallways, I built decks, I built driveways, I built pools, I built horse corrals, and I just built myself out of the damn neighborhood. Now, house is probably the most expensive house in the neighborhood, you know, based on my insurances insuring it, you know, 5, 6, 7 times more than I originally paid for it. And that's just piece by piece, the same way I've built businesses, same way that I built wealth, just one piece on top of another piece, never having no grand slam. There's never no big hit, no book that sold 1,000,000 copies. There was no hit TV show, no hit album. It's just hustling and grinding, saving, living, blow my means, hustling, grinding, saving, living, blow my means, and speaking forward. You know, I would say things like, I want 10 rental properties. I want to own multiple businesses. I will. And so I begin, you know, I am a real estate investor. I am an expert at this. And I began to tell people that I am a direct mail marketing expert. Expert. And that's when I realized I had to write a book because I was going around telling people I was an expert and I didn't have a book. Most experts have a book. That's one of the things a book will do for you is it makes people realize, wow, even if the book's not that good, here's the funny thing. They're not going to read your book. Most people don't even read my book. But just the fact that I have a book makes them realize, wow, it must be hard to write a book. This guy must actually know what he's talking about. And they just believe you. It's called forward speaking. They just assume, you know? And so I began to just, you know, you could call it playing on people's assumptions. What you tell people, people will believe. Now, there's obviously some people who don't believe anything you're going to say. That's fine. That's not who you're looking for. See, I'm not trying to recruit the whole world. I'm not trying to sell my product to the whole world. I'm trying to sell my product to some people. I don't have to be the best. I don't have to be good. I just have to be good enough. Once I got this concept that I just had to be good enough, like I didn't need to sell to everyone. I don't need 10,000 people to buy my product. I don't need 100,000 people to buy my product. I just need a couple hundred fans to buy. That's it. And as you begin to look at that, you say, wow, man, that ain't that hard. I see people that are awful and they sell 1,000 or, you know, 1,000 people watch this show or 10,000 people listen to this podcast or how the hell does this guy have 50,000 followers? It's terrible. And you begin to realize, well, probably you don't even have to be that good. You just believe your own stuff and be consistent at it. What kills most of you is you don't forward speak consistently. You put yourself out there as if you're an expert, but then you don't continue to be an expert. You don't continue to tell people you're an expert. So for 14 years, I've knocked on the door, I've mailed cards, I've mailed flyers with the exact same message. Same way Donald Trump run the presidency, by giving the same speech over and over and over and over every day. He still gives the exact same speech. It's not complicated. There's no big words. He's committed to it. And he just says it over and over and over again. And that's it. I just began to forward speak. I am a great direct marketer. My company is awesome. Here's what we have. And I just continuously spoke into the future and made it true. I walked as if, talked as though. And so I ask you, what is your forward speak? Most of the people when I call me and start talking to me, all of a sudden their forward speak is all their problems. Oh, I don't have enough money for this. Oh, I don't have enough money for that. So their forward speak is all their problems, all the complaints, situations. And I get it. I get it. We all have those, right? We do. But if you speak that stuff, if you speak all the reasons that you can't be successful at whatever it is you're trying to do, and you constantly bring it up, regurgitate, explain all the problems you've had, you're going to get more of that. You know, that's basic law of attraction stuff, you know? And whether you believe in that stuff or not, it's true, man. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. So start focusing on the fact that you're badass. Start focusing on the fact that you know a lot of things, man. You know a lot of things. You know how your business works. You know what it is to do. You've seen enough commercials to know what good marketing is and what's bad marketing. You know how to be honest to people. You know how to treat people with respect. You know how to do that stuff, man. Basic business is just being a good person. Seriously, basic business is just being a good person, just solving problems. You know, my organization, the Downline Building Network, is just about solving problems. So you get rich by solving problems, not doing the things you want to do. We're out here teaching kids, follow your do what it is you love and do what it is. That's all bullshit. You need to solve problems. You make money by solving problems, not doing what it is you love. Now, if what you love happens to solve problems, you know, God bless you. You're going to make a lot of money. Engineers solve problems. That's why they're so well paid. You know, school teachers aren't solving problems. Now, if you're a school teacher that figures out how to solve a problem, if you create a new learning curriculum, you figure out how to help autistic kids learn better, I promise you, you'll get rich because you solved an actual problem. But there's no actual problem with teaching fourth grade. They give you the book, they tell you what to say, and this is what you do. There ain't no problem. You don't get no input in that, and so you don't make much money. So the more problems you solve, the more money you make. Basic concept, right? But before you get to that part, you have to speak your world into existence. The Bible, in the very beginning, God spoke. I mean, he spoke in the world. You say, well, Gerald, I don't believe in the Bible. Okay. But you got to admit, it's a 3,000 or 2,000-year-old book filled with wisdom, right? Whether you believe in a religion, I mean, there's sage advice in Buddhism. There's sage advice in Islam. There's sage advice. These are old books, and the reason they've hung around is some of the stories and the things they talk about are applicable to life at any time in the world. There's the book Think and Grow Rich is just as important today as, you know, some brand new book by some brand new motivational speaker. You could dig into that old content. And one of the most foundational principles is what you speak, what you say about you, how you say it, the tone in which you say it, the way in which you deliver it. Is it breathing life or death? Oh, you heard me not too many shows ago. I talked about people. Oh, I can't mail every day. Yeah, you can. No, I can't mail every day. I can only mail 30 cards. Okay. What if you mailed one a day? Well, yeah, then I could mail every day. Okay. Do you see what that I realize that's a play on words and that's silly, but it is true. You can every day, right? And so watch the way you're saying things and say, am I sabotaging myself? You know, if I go around saying, and I've had this before in DBN where things are going good, but we keep having employee problems. We get an employee, I'm excited about them. 1 week into it, they're on their phone all the time. They're messing up an order. And if we get an order messed up, I'm now on the phone. My time's being wasted. The customer's time's being wasted. There's back and forth. It costs us money. And so it's so simple. Count 30 cards, put them in a bag, put the newsletter, put the other papers. It's not rocket science. So I expect it to be perfect. It's so simple. Why is it not perfect, right? And I've had... I've had to adjust my expectations, realizing people will make mistakes. And how do I react to that? How do I respond? How do I speak to this person to convey to them how important it is to me that my customer get the package and that it's perfect? And by doing that, that package that she's putting together represents me, this business, and what we're about. And so yelling at her, does that help? You know, I grew up in the Army. I went to the Army at 18 years old. The way you handled me was you got all up in my face and I fixed the problem, right? If you were to go, hey, Gerald, could you please maybe, that I'm probably not even hearing you. And then I went from the Army to working at a prison where you don't ask convicted killer, excuse me, could you please walk over here? No, they don't hear that, right? And so my way sometimes might be too aggressive. And so I've had to learn. I've had to learn that I can't talk to 20-year-old college girls like they're in prison or like they're in the Army, right? But in somehow I have to get through to them of how important such a small task is to do it correctly. And what I would learn is as I would counsel and I'd say, well, you tell me, why would this happen? And they'd say, and I'd say, because if you do what I'm showing you, then you can never mess it up. It'll always be right. So where's the disconnect? It's not an intelligence thing. You're perfectly intelligent. You're perfectly smart. Either you're distracted or what? What is it that we can't get this perfect? Like, I want it perfect. You know, what is that? How do we do that? And what I found is a lot of it was their speech. Well, we can't get it perfect every time. Well, if you believe that and you go around saying that all the time, well, we can't get it right all the time. It's not going to be perfect every time, Gerald. Well, isn't it just as easy to say, you're right, we should have it perfect all the time. This should be perfect every day. Isn't it just as easy to say the one as the other? Because they're both an idea. One is saying, hey, we're going to mess up. It's like we're guaranteeing it. I'm forward speaking it. I'm telling you, Gerald, we will mess up. And the other's saying, no, we won't mess up. We will do this right. It should be perfect. This represents our company. And then holding to that, because I believe you could do that. Now, I'm a realist. There will be mistakes. But can you see the difference in attitude where one is accepting that it's okay to have mistakes? Wow. And the other's, no, accepting that it can be perfect, right? And I think that's forward speak. That's it implemented in the real world, you know. Saying, you know, I'm a great runner, even though you're just getting going. Say these nice things about yourself. Patting yourself on the back. I'm a great network marketer. I'm a great salesman. I'm a great Instagram marketer. I'm a great investor. I'm a great real estate investor. I should write books on real estate investing, right? This is forward speak. Be conscious of how you talk about yourself.